Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. From time to time, you hear our friends from Bankrate on the show. And Shannon Martin not only writes content for Bankrate, but she's an insurance agent. And one of the studies that Bankrate came up with is that people are feeling the squeeze from inflation. Many of us got car insurance rates that went through the roof. And so what are they doing? They're cutting back on summer travel. Is that kind of it in a nutshell, Shannon?
That's absolutely right. Our survey found that of the 65% of U.S. adults that said that they could not go on a summer vacation this year, it's simply because they can't afford to. And we know that the rising cost of car insurance is a major factor in that.
Right. And car insurance, I mean, across the board in Illinois, most people saw their bills go up at least 22%. But if you've had a fender bender, an accident, or God forbid you have a 20-year-old or a 16-year-old that's on your policy and they get in an accident, those numbers are astronomical. And I had read in your report that one accident could increase your insurance, your car insurance bill by as much as 43%.
That's right. What we wanted many Americans to know that is that if you're having a hard time paying your car insurance now, that might be nothing compared to what it can jump up to if you have an accident or a moving violation. So just one at-fault accident can increase your rate for full coverage car insurance by 43%. One speeding ticket could be an increase of 21%. And a single DUI can actually increase your rate by 92% if you have full coverage car insurance.
Oh, the DUI. So let's say you're paying, $4,000. Well, you wouldn't. I think most people pay what? Maybe what? Do you know what the average is that most people pay on one car?
Yeah, the average for one vehicle with full coverage is $2,278. That's the national average for the state of Illinois. It's right around the same, it's around $2,100. So if you have a DUI, the national average increases up to $4,426, and that's for one vehicle.
And how long before that shakes off? How many years after a DUI before you see that bill get reduced?
In most states, it stays on your driving record for car insurance for at least 3 years. Some states go up to 5 years. And that's not taking into account all the other fines that come with it. You can have fines from the state. You can have a license suspension. Maybe you need to take another course. So there's a lot of fines and fees associated with a DUI aside from just the rising cost of your car insurance.
So what we're finding when we talked about this earlier is that a lot of people, if they get in a minor fender bender and they look at their deductible and the price of an increase on their automobile insurance policy, many people just decide to pay it out of their pocket.
Right. Insurance companies rate the risk, not necessarily how much they've paid out for you in the event of an accident. So if you have a very high deductible and you've had just this tiny accident, your policy might be surcharged more than it costs to repair your vehicle. A word of caution on that, though, is if you get into an accident and don't notify your insurance company, the person you hit can, and then you might have even more complications down the line with your insurance.
Somebody just said that a city truck hit their daughter's car. City paid them $6,000. They kept the cash, bought a new car, sold hers with the dents and all. That's difficult to do sometimes because don't most insurance companies require that they pay the person fixing your car?
It depends on how everything is filed. If when it goes to the city, that could be completely different. They may have paid that person directly. Generally, though, if you bring your vehicle to a repair shop that's connected to your insurance company, you might have a speedier turnaround. You might get a free rental car. They might have a deductible plan where they can waive the deductible. So there are benefits of working with your car insurance claim repair shop. But some people have their own mechanic that they prefer to go to. In that situation, your carrier can pay you directly, and then you pay the mechanic to repair your vehicle.
And that's when a lot of people just keep the money and say, I'll just drive around with a dent or two in my car. Is this the season for accidents? Is summertime one of the worst?
Summertime is the worst. There's a sharp increase of car crash fatalities, specifically among inexperienced and teen drivers. The time between Labor Day and Memorial Day is called the 100 deadliest days of summer. We have more kids out of school, kind of driving to their part-time jobs, kids home from college. And lots of times older children are kind of left to drive their younger siblings to and from daycare and all these other things because parents are busy working. And we just really need to pay attention to being good role models for our younger drivers so that they can avoid accidents and keep everyone safe.
Shannon Martin is with us. She's a content writer for Bankrate.com, but she's also an insurance agent. And here's a random question. I do not know what this is, but somebody said, please talk and ask about diminished value claims. Do you know anything about those?
Oh, I do. So that's something that actually has been on the rise lately. It wasn't such a hot topic before, but when your car is involved in an accident, even when it's repaired, and you notice at the time to sell the vehicle when you pull that claim history report in your car has a lower value to it than it would have been if it didn't have an accident, even if it's in perfect condition now. So some insurance companies allow for diminished value claims, so you get paid, you know, that probably a few hundred dollars difference between the value of your car, what it would have been if the accident had never taken place.
Hmm. Okay, so give us tips on how to save on that car insurance. Number one, you better be a good driver, right? Not get a DUI. Make sure that your driving record is clean.
Absolutely. Control the things that you can. If you're going to a party, make sure you have a designated driver or download a rideshare app so you can get home safely. And the biggest tip we have is just plan ahead of time, and that will help you keep your rates low. Build up an emergency savings account. That way, if you need to repair the car yourself or if you have to pay your deductible, those funds are there. If you see higher rates just because insurance is getting more expensive, you'll have those funds. And then plan ahead before you go somewhere. That way you're not looking at your navigation, even if it's hand-free. You're still likely to get into an accident if your eyes are off the road for even a minute.
And according to the chart on Bankrate.com, a single speeding ticket can increase your automobile insurance policy by 21%. A single at-fault accident can increase it by 43%. And a single DUI conviction can increase it by 92%.
Wow. That is correct, yep.
And that's posted at Bankrate.com?
Yes, it is. You can go right to Bankrate.com, take a look at my latest article.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Shannon.
Thank you.
It's Shannon Martin. She's an insurance agent and content writer for Bankrate.com. It's interesting. It's in-depth. So if you want to read it, go check it out. The news is next with Lauren Lapica on 720 WGN.